I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And every Monday we call it Helping People. We call it that because I like to help people. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, over at Chico Creek Counseling. And on this show every Monday, we talk about things that are related to relationships, whether it's the relationship with yourself, with your spouse, significant other, children, friends, colleagues, what have you. If it's relationship related, we talk about it. And that's where we are today. So last week, we spoke about when you walk into an experience and somebody is already escalated, and how they can hijack you, and how if they hijack you, how you can take control back over for yourself. So today I wanted to talk about, there's a study called the ACE study, Adverse Childhood Experiences Study. And when I was very first an intern back in the, I don't know what you would call that, the early aughts, the tens, 08, 09, 10, 11, all of those numbers for the 2000s. I had a supervisor who was fascinated by the ACE study. And so, of course, she taught us all about it. And now I see it in people all the time. And so I want to teach you guys about that because it's really interesting. So it is a study that was done at Kaiser Permanente in the mid 90s, like 96, 97. And so it's not like the people they studied was a very specific niche. It's not very well, it's not really reflective of the melting pot that we live in. But anyways, regardless, they discovered that these certain quality factors of a person's life growing up affected who they are today, even so much as if they would die at an early age, because all the different things like a lifelong of cortisol in your body deteriorates various organs, right? Or it can cause more people to binge drink or to have maintenance drinking, which will cause liver failure, etc. And so I thought that I would go through that with you guys a little bit. So if you want to look it up, look up the study, it's just an acronym, ACE, Adverse Childhood Experience Study, and they have a big article on it on the CDC's website. The relationship of childhood abuse and the household dysfunction to many of the leading causes of death in adults. And there is a pyramid. So just like the food pyramid, this pyramid has several layers. And the bottom layer is adverse childhood experiences. And so that leads to disrupted neurodevelopment, which leads to social, emotional, and cognitive impairment, which leads to adoption of health risk behaviors, which leads to disease, disability, and social problems, and then early death. And so I just, there's a whole list of these. Where did they go? I just had it on my phone. There's a whole list of these like 10 factors that lead into it. And so some of those are, if I can go from memory because it's not on my phone and I'm recording right now. If you've ever had a parent who has been incarcerated, or whether or not, even if you weren't alive at that point in time, or if you had a parent who had a problem with addiction, that would be one of them. Or mental health, that's another one. And so some of these things that you experienced as a child, while we can go to counseling and we can have a mentor just in life, someone who is helping you learn different behaviors and different coping strategies, that definitely helps. It kind of helps you to make sense over what it is that you're experiencing and why it is that you have the issues that you have. So when you come back from this commercial break, I will have that data for you. This is Jessica Wilkerson from Chico Creek Counseling and Chico Now. Please stay tuned. We have amazing sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And remember, even though we're talking about psychotherapy-related topics, this is a 30-minute show and cannot possibly address whatever might be happening in your life specifically. So if you are triggered by what we're talking about today, I would like to encourage you to go talk to somebody in your community who is qualified to help you suss that out. That might be a marriage and family therapist, a social worker, or a clinical psychologist, or any of the pre-licensed folk that work underneath them. Because we all have upper graduate degrees in this field. So we were talking about the ACE study, Adverse Childhood Experiences, and how the study concluded that people who fit into certain categories, which we're going to talk about now, are more likely to have physical ailments and early death later in life. And so by identifying if this is something that you've experienced, it might be a good way for you to start looking at whatever health issues you might be experiencing and how those are related to what's happening to you in your psyche. Okay, so especially after everything that we've been talking about on the media with copyright infringement, all of the political speeches, someone has copied someone else who's copied someone else who's copied someone else. I don't want to accidentally do that as well. So I have decided that in this episode today, I'm going to go through the list on the ACEs website, and I'm just going to read it verbatim. So I'm just putting it out there. That way nobody thinks that I am copyright infringing. Okay. So the ACE study has, the more of these things that you had in your life growing up as a child, the more likely you have the physical effects of what the ACE causes. So it's broken into three categories, and the categories are abuse, neglect, and family household challenges. And each one of those categories is divided into multiple subcategories. So first, let's go with this. So the ACE questions refer to the respondents' first 18 years of life. So think about yourself, maybe about your significant other or your BFF, whatever, and think about if this is something that you or they have experienced. So emotional abuse. A parent, step-parent, or adult living in your home swore at you, insulted you, put you down, or acted in a way that made you afraid that you might be physically hurt. That's emotional. Physical abuse. A parent, step-parent, or adult living in your home pushed, grabbed, slapped, threw something at you, or hit you so hard that you had marks or were injured. That's physical abuse. Sexual abuse. An adult, relative, family friend, or stranger who is at least 5 years older than you ever touched, fondled your body in a sexual way, made you touch his or her body in a sexual way, attempted to have any type of sexual intercourse with you. That is sexual abuse. Household challenges. Your mother treated you violently. Your mother, stepmother was, or not treated you, your mother was treated violently. Whew, that was a slip there. Your mother or stepmother was pushed, grabbed, slapped, had something thrown at her, kicked, bitten, hit with a fist, hit with something hard, repeatedly hit for over at least a few minutes, or ever threatened or hurt by a knife or gun by your father or stepfather or mother's boyfriend. So if that happened to your mama, household substance abuse. A household member was a problem drinker or alcoholic, or a household member used street drugs. I would say probably even abused prescription drugs would fit in there. Mental illness in a household. A household member was depressed or mentally ill, or a household member attempted suicide. Parental separation or divorce. Your parents were ever separated or divorced. A criminal household member. A household member went to prison. So that could be anyone. That could be your sibling. Say your aunt, uncle lived with you and your cousin went to juvie. Whatever. Okay, there's two more, but we have a commercial break coming up. Please stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now is Helping People. And we are talking about the ACE study. We already went through the first two-thirds of these are the ACE definitions, the groups, the categories that participants were asked in order to determine their level of ACEs, and the level of ACEs determine how many more physical ailments and more like the higher likelihood of premature death. And then they carried that through and saw that these folks really did have a correlation. And I guess they're going correlation equals causation. I don't know. So I was not a researcher. So we listed emotional abuse, physical abuse, and sexual abuse. Your mother was treated violently. Household substance abuse. Mental illness in a household. Parental separation or divorce. And a criminal household member. The last category is neglect. And there's emotional neglect and physical neglect. And the way they frame these is much different. So when you think, when I read this sentence for emotional neglect, if you did not have these things in this sentence, then it was likely there was emotional neglect. Okay? So the opposite of what I'm about to read. Someone in your family helped you feel important or special. You felt loved. People in your family looked out for each other and felt close to each other. And your family was a source of strength and support. So, if that statement is not true, then it's a more likelihood that there was emotional neglect. And then physical neglect. There was someone to take care of you, protect you, and take you to the doctor if you needed it. And then they swap it mid-sentence. You didn't have enough to eat. Your parents were too drunk or too high to take care of you, and you had to wear dirty clothes. Okay, so you have one or two of those. Maybe you're someone who has a little bit more anxiety. You're not really sure why your friends just react so calmly to everything all the time, and you seem to create more importance on subjects than maybe other people do. That's just having one or two of those. Three, four, five of them. Maybe you really like to party. Or so you're drinking a lot more than your peers. Or as much as your peers, but you're on the heavier end of that group of people. You are more easily triggered. You seem to get sick more often, but like weird sick. Like you have regular abscess teeth, or you get weird like heart pangs more often. Like, ooh, that could be indigestion or that could be a heart attack. I don't really know what that is. That's really awkward. That's happening to you more than it's happening to other people. You're going to the doctor quite a lot more often, or maybe you're not going to the doctor, but everyone is telling you you should go to the doctor, but you're avoiding it. And probably because you didn't go to the doctor that often when you were younger. All the way up to having horrible, regular illnesses that are just debilitating. So a lot of those things happen because of those early adverse childhood experiences from age 18 and under, when you really didn't have control over what was happening in your life. You were still under someone else's household. You weren't running your own household. You still had to answer to them. And these people were not healthy people, and you were not feeling very safe. I had another mentor who said, children just need these three aspects to grow up and feel and become well-adjusted adults. And it was safe, important, and belonging. And if you think about the ACE study, safe, important, and belonging, we had abuse, emotional, physical, and sexual abuse. There's safety, important, and belonging. Your mother is being treated violently. You're not safe. She's not safe. Neither of you are important. Household substance abuse, mental illness in the household, your parents separating, and there's a criminal in your house, a criminal household member. You're not very important in those situations, right? If a parent has depression, you don't feel very important in that situation, and it's not the parent's fault they have depression. But regardless, you are still not getting that safe, important belonging, and there's that neglect. All right, this is Jessica Wilkerson. Please tune in next week.